You're on the Drive Home with Sly on the Big FM 93.7. Martha Lanning, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is on the live line with us. Election Day coming up November 8th. Let's talk about a number of things that are going on. Not many Democrats were swept in with Barack Obama's victory in Wisconsin in 2012. Obviously, gerrymandering had something to do with that. Obviously, Tammy Baldwin had a good night that night, ending Tommy Thompson's political career, or at least we think she ended it. But not many legislative pickups. Democrats have had a very difficult time. Why do you think that this year is different, Martha?
Well, I think that people have had the experience of seeing what the Republican agenda has done here in Wisconsin, and people are fed up. I mean, we're watching Scott Walker's approval ratings be at an incredible low. And when we're out there, when I'm traveling around the state, when I hear from candidates that are running for office, people want to know that they're going to have legislators that are working for them. They want an economy that works for everyone, not just the billionaires. And the current Republican legislature has over and then over and over again chosen to do things for the top and are hurting working-class Americans. And because of that, we're going to see some real change. Plus, the changes that I talked about earlier with you, that our red-to-blue coordinator, our candidate services director, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is offering a lot more support to all of our candidates, and we want to ensure that we're going to be giving them whatever they need to win.
All right.
Things are going really well.
But there are some specific examples of races where the Democrats should have won in years past that they didn't. Obviously, the assembly district that covers Dodgeville all the way down, up from to Spring Green down to Monroe, was captured by the Republicans, even though it is increasingly becoming a Democratic seat. But I also think of the lower Fox Valley and the seat that's held by Rick Gudix right now. It's an open seat with Mark Harris being a very good candidate, but Jess King should still be senator there. But people didn't vote down ballot. People came and voted in Oshkosh for Barack Obama, but a lot of students at UW Oshkosh didn't vote all the way down the ballot. They didn't check the boxes all the way down. And it used to be able to, you could check one box and vote for all the Democrats or all the Republicans. Mm-hmm. Those options are gone.
Absolutely, and that's why it's important that we as a team, the Democratic Party and all of our partners out there, are getting that message out to people about how important your state legislators, your city council, your DAs, how important they are to your life. And
we're
working
that?
On that right
is
now.
Is there something tangible
that you're out there to tell them?
Is there something tangibly being done?
Yes. So we're working on working with our county party organizations to talk about informing people about down ticket. Our coordinated campaign is working heavily now on down ticket. You know, in the past, sometimes we didn't always hand out information or give out information on our lowest ticket races. Now we're all working together to be sure that that information is getting out there. And we're reaching out to the community to find out from people, what do you need to be more informed? And we're going to be sure that we're offering everything we can afford to offer to have people making the right decisions in November.
Well, I was very, very saddened at the turnout in Wisconsin for the August primary the other day. And in Rock County, especially, there were, once again, fake Democrats on the ballot that won some of the county courthouse races with Republicans. Once they kind of figured Paul Ryan was safe, they crossed over and they voted for those fake Democrats that were clearly Republicans, and they won a number of those courthouse seats. Once again, Democrats not coming out and voting in these lower races.
Yeah, and this is the thing, is that we just have to keep and work on getting out a message to tell people how important it is for them to vote, that people take it for granted. And our government only works if we play a part in selecting it, and we need to be sure that everybody is doing their part to make the best decisions for Wisconsin, both in our local communities all the way up to our governor and, in this election, all the way up to the presidency.
Martha Lanning with us in the Big FM 93.7 on the Drive Home with Sly. So when it comes to what happened in the primaries between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, how much division do you think still exists In other words, how well do you think Jill Stein's going to do in Wisconsin? I mean, I finally got to a point where I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton, even with many reservations. I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton. But there are a lot of people that haven't come to that conclusion yet.
Do you know, the number of people that haven't is a very small percentage. And I think what happened here is we had a phenomenal primary. We had two great candidates that had wonderful ideas on how to move forward. And you can only have one winner, and that's Hillary Clinton. And when I have been working with Bernie Sanders supporters, you know, I really like to emphasize to them that Bernie really helped us as a party. Even if he did not win the nomination, he has helped us create the most progressive platform the Democratic Party has ever had. He has energized new people to get into this party to help us ensure that working class families have the success that they deserve and that get earned with wages and that our kids have an opportunity to go off to college. And he made a great mark on our party, and it's really helping us make the changes we need. And that's why he's so behind Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton gave a phenomenal speech at the convention, laying out what she wants to do.
It was a pretty good speech. I don't know if it was phenomenal, but for her, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was great, and it talked about a lot of the issues that Bernie Sanders supporters were concerned about. And that's what the Democratic Party, we all have the same values of opportunity for all and ensuring fairness and equality. And yes, we have a primary, and we have people who have gone behind their candidates, but we all know that we need to stand behind those values. And people are coming back together and getting behind Hillary to ensure that she can lead us forward and continue the success of President Obama. Versus the Republicans, I mean, they have a nominee who does not have Wisconsin or American values. You know, he's buying his stuff out of the country and then saying he wants to make America great again. Really? Put your money where your mouth is. And we know that he's the exact problem that we have.
Well, look, he's a lunatic, and he's beyond redemption without some serious psychological help. I think that there's something terribly wrong, and there's something that terribly went wrong in the Republican Party. And for years, they've been playing with fire, dancing on the edges of this stuff. This all started with him and his birther stuff, which is why he's at 1% of the polls. But you know, you can 1% of the polls among African Americans, but if people don't get out to vote, he still has a base of people that are very committed to him that, come hell or high wire, are definitely going to come out and vote. Wisconsin's voter ID laws have been very confusing. We've got one case that's, again, been overturned with these provisional IDs. And then we've got another case hanging out there. We don't know whether that'll be stayed. How concerned are you that this confusion and these laws are going to suppress the vote in Wisconsin?
We have a very strong voter protection program within the coordinated campaign that we're going to be out there ensuring that we've contacted people to let them know that, yep, we can help you get any ID that you need. But voting is easy if you're well prepared, and we're going to be sure that we're doing that. But I think what's most important
is voting easy. Voting's easy. Voting should be easy, but is voting easy if you don't have the proper identification? We know that the University of Wisconsin-Madison has a dismal record of cooperating with the county clerk in Dane County, coming up with an ID that would be usable for identification. So it should be easy, but politicians have made it complicated deliberately.
I think the Republicans have heard in these court cases recently that what they're doing is unconstitutional and that's wrong. But we as Democrats and all of our great partners out there are working to be sure that everybody gets their constitutional right to vote. And we need to, within the constraints that we have, we need to make it easy. And that's why we're reaching out to people to be sure that they can just walk in that door with their ID and vote. And that's what's important. But you made a very good point, and that is, if we don't want someone like Donald Trump to lead our country, we have to get out and vote. We have to. Nobody can take it for granted. Nobody can say, oh, he's not going to win. Everybody needs to get to the polls, and you need to get to the polls and know who you're voting all the way down ticket. And we're going to be putting out a lot of information to help people be well-informed so when they walk into that polling location, they can make a vote that counts and helps their lives get better.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be coming down the pike with the turnout in November and early voting. As you see it right now, are people going to be able to vote on the weekends and early voting and with that decision?
Well, I mean, the decision that we had came out so that they could not be restrictive of this, but as you just alluded to, we just had a stay on one of the pieces. We certainly hope that these rulings hold, that we're favorable towards ensuring that people have their constitutional right to place a vote. It's just really concerning to me that here in Wisconsin that our current Republican legislature would, you know, be putting any kind of constraints on people's ability to go place their vote. And so we hope that these will all hold because they were a bright light, but we'll see.
All right. Martha Lanning, Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Sly, for inviting me.
Have a great one. This is Sly in the Big FM 93.7.
The State Line's place to talk. You're driving home with Sly on the Big FM 93.7.
You're on the drive home with Sly on the Big FM 93.7. Joining us now, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, it's Martha Lanning. Martha, nice to talk to you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has, but I'm glad to have an opportunity to chat.
You saw the Marquette poll yesterday. I'm sure you are happy with the results of that.
Absolutely. You know, I think the main takeaway from it is that, you know, especially when you consider the timing of the poll, is that Hillary Clinton has the momentum here in Wisconsin, and Democrats are excited about the opportunity to pick up a lot of seats up and down the ticket.
So can you tell us a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes? I think a lot of people probably think the race is over in Wisconsin.
Oh, absolutely not, and we can't take anything for granted. I mean, we have one of the best coordinated campaigns we've ever had. We have well over 100 employees all over the state of Wisconsin that are working to be sure that we're going to get voters out in November. We are out there talking about our great candidates and being sure that people are aware of what an incredible lineup we have, all the way from the top, you know, Hillary Clinton, Russ Feingold. I mean, just working his heart out, going all over the state, talking to people about how he wants to be sure to make their lives better, ensuring they get a living wage, you know, ensuring that, you know, when you go to college, that you're not settled with debt your whole life. We've got great congressional pickup opportunities. Tom Nelson up in the 8th CD is a great one. And then our state Senate and our legislative candidates are phenomenal. And I'm just, when I'm traveling around the state, I'm hearing from people that, wow, the Democratic Party's really got a great lineup. Compared to the Republicans, it's phenomenal.
Well, explain what a coordinated campaign is for people that don't know.
So instead of everybody running their own campaigns, we all come together and we work together to make things efficiently and to use money wisely. And we open up offices, and the Democratic Party helps to do that. That we want to be sure that everybody's using that office instead of wasting money on getting zillions of places everywhere, that we can have our volunteers come there, our candidates have their literature dropped off there, and we can get out and support our candidates as a team concept. So it's a really great opportunity for us to be efficient and to be sure that we're not having five people stop at your door, you know, or five people call you, that we're more centered on making one contact.
Obviously, when you ran for chair of the party, you promised to do some things differently than had been done in the past. What's different with what the party's doing now than before?
Well, one of the biggest things is, in the past, you know, we've helped our top-tier candidates in our Senate legislative, and we've done a good job of that, but we didn't really have enough resources and time to help everybody down the ticket. This year, we have a state candidate services director and a red-to-blue coordinator, and those people are out there working with all of our candidates. So even candidates that are in races that are going to be very, very difficult to win, we're thrilled that people have stepped up to run in those races to get our message out and to be talking to the people in that community to say how, you know, how oppressive the Republican agenda has been. So now both Sam and Brian are working with those candidates to be sure they're getting the best campaign they can have out there so that they can pick up as many votes as they can, and many of them are going to win.
Now, Wisconsin's a very diverse state, and it used to be that it was probably, as far as Democratic voters, even more diverse at one time when it came to views. In other words, there used to be probably more conservative Democrats who happen to be pro-life and pro-gun that were in the tent. Obviously, national politics has homogenized people in politics a little bit more so than in years past. But it still is a very diverse state. So up there in Tom Tiffany's state Senate district, where there's a candidate running, is a lot different than the east side of Madison.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the Democratic Party has a big umbrella, and we welcome a lot of people. We believe in that diversity, and we support that. I think the real key for me here is Democrats need to come out and say what we stand for, and that's what we've been doing, is that, you know, I'm not from the Madison-Milwaukee area. I grew up in central Wisconsin, and it is different there. I mean, but it's different in Madison, too, and I think the key is that you get representatives in the Democratic Party that are representing the people of their area, and we've really been doing a great job this year of talking about the things that are important. So on the issue of guns, right, we want to be sure that someone who is a terrorist, somebody who has a criminal background, cannot easily go in and buy a gun. And I go all over the state, and people are telling me that, absolutely. I mean, why would we want a terrorist to be able to walk in and purchase a gun?
All right, but now that one's a little complicated. That one's a little complicated, though, because obviously that terror watch list is wrought with errors, and a lot of people have suggested that, in fact, that if we just automatically use that list, we may be denying people their constitutional rights.
And I think that's why people have come out really strongly talking about how we have to have a plan in place to make immediate corrections to that. But when you're talking to people who are great sportsmen around the state of Wisconsin, they know what that gun is used for. It brings home food to families all over the state, and they're thrilled to have that. And we are. That we want families to be able to have that food in the freezer and to support them. But we also want to be sure that terrorists don't get their hands on guns, and we need to have common sense changes that ensure that doesn't happen.
Well, I can tell you that Nick Milroy has a very different position on guns than Chris Taylor does.
And that's the Democratic Party. We have different views on different things, and that's okay. But the overall goal is that we do not want terrorists to get their hands on guns. We want to be sure as a Democratic Party that we're all working together and that we are listening to each other. And you do have rich discussion on these issues. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But let's look at the Republicans. I mean, look at who they've elected. Donald Trump to the top of their ticket. He is literally inciting violence. He is
insulting people. Let's back up for just a second. Do you really believe that he was inciting violence, or as Paul Ryan said, do you think he was just telling a bad joke?
Is that something to joke about?
No, I agree. It's you know, we've
is
had
that
four
presidential?
The United
I mean,
States
right now
has
the
had
Secret Service tweeted that they are aware of the issue.
Right.
I mean,
no.
When a president has created a Secret Service issue, that's a problem.
it's not a thing to joke about. He is completely irresponsible. On the other hand, I watched it, and don't you think it might be a leap to say that he was inciting violence?
I think that there are some people out there that will do things with very little of a push, and I think it's incredibly irresponsible and dangerous for Donald Trump to be acting the way he's acting, and I think it clearly shows that he does not have the temperament to be the president of the United States.
Oh, whatever gave you that idea?
Yeah, and I think that Republicans all over our nation are noticing that. And we actually, I mean, Hillary Clinton has actually started a group to welcome Republicans who are walking away from Donald Trump. You know, we have this Together for America group that's been formed by Hillary. And when you have United States senators or congressmen like Richard Hanna, or, you know, a GOP big supporter like Meg Whitman, coming forward and saying, I'm voting for Hillary, it clearly shows the problem that's there. And what's really concerning to me here in Wisconsin is that our leadership in the state, Paul Ryan, Scott Walker, people, Ron Johnson, they are not denouncing Donald Trump. And that is showing that their values are not the values of Wisconsinites, and they are not putting Americans' lives and America before their party. And I feel that's a real tragedy.
Well, it is interesting that Charlie Sykes, certainly the voice of the Bradley Foundation and the rich and powerful in the state of Wisconsin, talk show host in Southeast Wisconsin, has said that he's not supporting Donald Trump, And anyone who does endorse Donald Trump owns what Donald Trump says. So I guess that would mean that Ron Johnson and Sean Duffy and Paul Ryan and the other prominent Republicans in the state that have endorsed Trump own those words. On the other hand, they're kind of doing a two-step where they won't stand with him. None of them were in Green Bay the other day when Donald Trump came to the state. Now, you mentioned that some prominent Republicans have been endorsing Hillary Clinton, and I certainly don't think many people have a problem with people like Chris Shays, former congressman of Connecticut, the outgoing congressman from New York, Hannah. I haven't heard anybody complain about that, but I have heard some people complain about some of the military people that have endorsed Hillary Clinton, some with some pretty bad records that were involved with some bad things in Central America. Don't you think Hillary Clinton should be careful about how closely she embraces some of these people that are endorsing her?
I think that the people who are well aware of foreign affairs and have worked in it their whole life must be petrified by looking at Donald Trump as the potential commander-in-chief of this nation. And I think we have never seen the type of comments that are being made in this election from past elections. I mean, this is unbelievable that Donald Trump is even a consideration because of how dangerous he can be, the things that he's saying. I mean, who attacks a Gold Star family? Who does such a thing? and just his temperament and the things that he does, he goes off script. And quite frankly, I don't want to elect someone to the presidency that has to have a script. And that's why we need Hillary Clinton. Look at the Marquette poll. So many people know that Hillary Clinton has the qualifications to be president right here in Wisconsin. And that's why I think she's going to win big in this state. And with her, she's going to bring with a lot of great Democrats that are going to help working-class families make their lives better.
Yeah, let's take a break, and then I want to ask you about that, because people's voting patterns have changed over the years. And it used to be if there was a landslide, you could almost reliably count on a number of people being swept in, at least in certain years. We'll talk about that next with Martha Lanning, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, on the Big FM 93.7.
The State Line's place to talk. You're driving home with Sly on the Big FM 93.7. Sly's Office.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.